What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Here we are today, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. What a week. What a week. We're covering everything in this gamut. Really, really relevant topics, though. You know, these are things that, you know, people are telling me. They're always telling me. Thank you for saying something. And you realize that when you're willing to talk about truth, it sets people free, right? And don't misunderstand the rants and raves. It's the word of God that's our anchor. It's Jesus Christ that sets the agenda. We're talking overall this week about our response to darkness and bringing the light, being the light. And I want to talk today about Jesus is the plumb line. Jesus is the plumb line. It's crazy. We're in Washington State last week, and they clearly passed a law on marijuana use or whatever, you know. Drug use is what they passed a law on. And which is crazy because, like, you know, where my state, you'd be locked up. And in this state, you're like, you know, cannabis shops on every corner. I mean, how do you even function, like, as a family? Like, you better be clear about what you believe. I remember when I was doing drugs. Right, because I did a lot of drugs. I sold drugs. I know that whole, you know, I was in that culture in life. And I remember one day I was sitting on a couch getting high with someone. And they said, man, Jesus gave us this bud. And I didn't quite know the Lord. And I was like, well, that's bizarre. Why are we talking about Jesus? I'm trying to get high. Like, don't, you know what I mean? And he goes, no, man. You want me to get the Bible for you, yo? Yo, you want me to get the Bible right now? And I was like, sure. And I didn't know anything in the Bible. And he takes his Bible, and he's like, man, I got to read you something, yo. Genesis 1:29. God said, I give you. And he's like taking hits of his, you know, his blunt, and he's telling me, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the earth, man, and every tree that has seed, and it's yours. And, dude, I wasn't even a Christian, and I wasn't buying it. Like, there was something so wrong to me, and I wasn't even a Christian, of getting high and opening the Bible at the same time and thinking that they're okay with each other. As a Christian, the Bible is extremely clear that we do not intoxicate ourselves, that we don't give ourselves to drunkenness, that we don't alter our state whatsoever, and we don't give ourselves to another spirit. It's exactly what you do when you get high. You open up a door to the devil. It's not even debatable. Shut up. The minute you're getting high, you're opening your spirit to the unclean realm to get tormented and to get attacked. And nobody in their right mind thinks that that's okay. Hence, it's been illegal this whole time. So was alcohol. And drunkenness is still a sin. And I've never seen anybody have an overcoming life that even tolerated beer in their life. I'm just telling you right now. And when we were sitting there, man, and I'm like, wow, I didn't even want to get high anymore. I felt dirty. I'm like, why'd you even have to go there? Like, let's just get high, laugh, and eat food. You know what I mean? Like, why are you even trying to bring? And it, like, was a downer. I literally left. I walked out. I stopped getting high, and I was just like, I can't even do it. I didn't even feel right. I felt dirty, and I wasn't even a Christian, and I didn't even know who Jesus was or ever read the Bible. But the fact that he opened the Bible and tried to convince me that that was okay, I realized that it wasn't. And can I tell you right now, most Christians are that guy. They look at the relationship with God and they look at their lifestyle and they want him to cater to them. I'm talking about you can't be the light if Jesus isn't your plumb line. Most people look at their life and they say, well, you know, well, God doesn't care about this and he's okay with this and I'll just let it. And then we wonder why we don't live an overcoming life because we ignore his benefits and way of living. And you can't be the light because you're too busy receiving darkness. You can't be the light of this world. You realize Jesus said you're the light of the whole world? You, one light of the whole world. You can't do that and be altered in your mind. You can't do that and give yourself over to medications and drunkenness. You can't do that and live crazy. That's not God's best for you. And I always remember that guy on the couch. His name was Sean. I never forget that dude because it reminded me of so many Christians today. Well, he don't care that I do this. Or it's okay, I get this. It's all right if I let this in. Who cares? I have a little emotional affair here and a little thing here and a little closeness. And it's like, what? Wait, hold on. I see Christians, well, God doesn't care. I do this. I'll smoke my cigar and that's fine. Look, I worked really hard to get delivered of devils that did the things that you're letting in your life. I'm all set. I worked really hard to spend time with God to get those demons out of my life. Why in the world would I bring them back in because you think it's okay? That's fine. I'm going to go ahead and risk the dice that is not the way I want to live. I'm not going to throw my shade at you. I'm not going to cast judgment on you. Live any which way you want, but don't fool yourself. You know what I mean? It's like I'd go out to dinner with people and they'd be like, well, are you okay if I drink a glass of wine? I mean, how? And it's like, you're not clearly okay. Because if you were okay, you wouldn't be asking me at the table, dude. So what am I supposed to do? I got family members that curse like a sailor and they still apologize when they F-bomb it on me on the phone. I'm not doing anything to you. I don't wear a t-shirt saying stop cursing. I don't care what you do. I remember I was with Chris. He's you know, a chief in the Navy. These guys are like, you curse like a sailor's a real, you know. And I'm walking with Chris and Chris is, and I'm not kidding, we were at Best Buy. Me and Chris get out of the car and Chris meets up with one of his dudes from work. And we walk just into Best Buy and they're shooting the breeze. It was like Allen Iverson's practice. That dude said effing, the real word, and I counted. It was like ding, one, ding, two, ding, three, ding, wow, ooh, whoa, five, six, mother effing, okay, that's seven, eight. I counted 9 Fs. Whoa, walking from the car at Best Buy into the store, and Chris was cool with it, like just like it was casual conversation. And I'm like, wow, I need a bath after that, to be honest. I didn't think people still cursed like that. And what? Every day of work. Chris can't escape it at the Navy base. But look, totally do your deal. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not, whatever. If that's who you are, that's fine. But don't act like I'm crazy because I disagree with you. Don't act like I'm crazy because I believe that that's wrong. I don't throw those projections. You know, I'm not giving my life to go down on the mat for alcohol. Do you understand? But you better believe that Pastor Mark's article about alcohol in the church, I've sent to more people that wanted to know because, I mean, that is like the greatest in-depth study on alcohol ever. It's called Alcohol in the Church. It's an article you can find on abidingplace.org. Dr. Mark Spitzbergen. After the break, we're going to continue this. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Pastor Jason Gillick here from the River Northwest Church. We want to invite you to join Pastor James and the Engaging Heaven family for two powerful days of ministry with Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. Make plans now to get your faith ignited and allow the fire of God to transform your life. December 7th and 8th at Engaging Heaven Church in West Haven, Connecticut.
What's up, everybody? We're back. Sorry, we can jump right in. We're talking about Jesus being the plumb line. A plumb line, as you know, maybe not. It is like just basically a little instrument that's a string with like a weight on it. And the idea is that it's going to give you the straightest line that you can imagine because gravity and the string and the weight is making it straight. And I think it's in Amos. The Lord says, what do you see? And he said, I see a plumb line. And God said that, you know, he's going to establish that. Jesus is the plumb line. He is the one that determines what straight is, right? Jesus is the one in our lives that determines what is right and what is wrong. And people send me these crazy articles. Here's one recently from the Christian Post last week. Some girl I never heard of, some TV star, Grammy winner, whatever, Tamara Braxton says her divorce is God's purpose and hints at infidelity. I got to tell you something. This is what's wrong with the world. When the world looks at people that claim to be Christians and a lot of these Hollywood Christianity, man, God wants me on, and we don't need to do it on his terms. You can do it on my terms. And I just don't want to be married anymore. And I would rather have somebody else's wife. And I would rather have, you know, drugs because Washington State is offering it to me. How do you live an overcoming life when you're trying to tote the line so close that you just want to get burnt? Think about it. The people that shape this world for God don't tote that line. They jump all the way on the other side of holy. Jesus is the plumb line. Why do you believe what you believe? Why? Do you believe this because someone else drank? Do you believe this because someone else said it's okay to do this or do something bad and God doesn't care? Or do you really have these convictions in your life because the Lord told you so? And if we allow Jesus to be the plumb line and we allow the Word of God to be the anchor, then there's not going to be a confusion on right and wrong. If we all listen to the real Holy Spirit, we would be on the same page. But it's when people compromise their convictions and they live outside of God's promise and outside of his plan that you miss the fact that you just want to allow everything in your life and it will destroy you. What you tolerate is absolutely going to dominate you. And I find people all the time, they'll go to the Bible and they'll find a scripture to make them feel like it's okay. I don't get that, man. Why in the world are we searching the Bible? You don't even read it, but you want to search it to find out if your sin's okay? Then you don't really get this thing. Jesus is the plumb line. The Word of God doesn't bend around my issues. I bend around the Word of God. If the Word of God says something is right and something is wrong, then I live that way in those convictions. This is how you be the light. This is how you be the light. Remember in the book of Revelation, Jesus came to the church and he's like, oh man, you do this well, but I have this against you. He's like, you lost your first love. And what the Lord said, it was so interesting. He wasn't like, oh, you're going to go to hell. You better repent. No, he did say repent, but then he said, do the things you did at first. If you don't, I'm going to remove your light, your lampstand. And I always read that scripture and thought, God, why, if we lost our first love, are you threatening to remove our lampstand? It's because he was talking to a church that basically received the Holy Spirit, Acts 17 through 19. They changed the world upside down, right? Everyone in the province of Asia heard the gospel in 2 years. You have to be busy about the Father's business for that to happen. And Jesus comes to that very same community and says, if you don't change, I'm going to take away what makes you great, your light. I'm not so sure it's God taking your light away as much as you giving it up. Here's my light. And my wife is a children's pastor. She's worked with kids ministry for years. Kids' songs are amazing. Like we were listening to one the other day. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Oh, come on, guys. You're supposed to yell, you know. And then there was like this VeggieTales version we were listening to. My son was singing and he was like, I got the mighty Messiah that manifests miracles down in the depths of my heart. Where? That? I mean, I felt the Holy Ghost. I was like, what? I got the mighty Messiah that manifests miracles down in the depths of my heart, dude? I want to sing that on Sunday morning, man. I felt the fire. I was like, wow. Literally, a tomato with eyes is saying, I got the mighty Messiah that manifests miracles down. Just try to say it with you have the mighty Messiah that manifests miracles down the depths of your heart. Some children's songs are so powerful. And then there's dumb ones. Like This Little Light of Mine. What? I'm gonna let it shine. This little, yeah, it sure is. You act like it is. And somehow we sing these songs that make us think that we're horrible and we have this tiny, tiny little light in this big world and, oh, we're going to try to let our little match shine. Seriously. Jesus Christ lives in you and all you got is a flicker. Doctrinal error, children's songs. This is why your kids are busted. This little light of mine, what? Jesus says you are the light of the whole world. It's like when Jesus said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. There's only one of him. There's only one Satan TM. And he called you it. There's only one light. It's singular. And you're it for the whole world. This little light. Fully makes sense. Keep singing. Keep drinking in your corner. Keep drinking. And smoking marijuana in your corner. And singing This Little Light. And see what kind of life you're going to live. Tomorrow, we're going to continue this and talk about how you're going to be the light of the world. And I really believe the Lord's going to give us keys on for you to walk in this power and see that victory. You've been tuning in with Engaging Heaven today. Have a wonderful day. I'm out.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.